the floor. First of all, let me congratulate you for your assumption of this very important responsibility, and please be assured of the full cooperation and support to you during your presidency of my delegation. And also, I am very happy to be guided by your able hands in accordance with the plan which you have outlined very recently. I would also like to thank the distinguished ambassadors of the United States of America and the Russian Federation to present their document of historical importance, the U.S.-Russia Presidential Joint Statement on Strategic Stability, which was issued on the occasion of the bilateral summit between their countries, held on the 16th of June in Geneva. In the statement, both countries affirm that they will embark together on an integrated bilateral strategic stability dialogue. When United States of America and the Russian Federation announced the extension of the New START Treaty in February this year, Japan welcomed it and expressed strong hope that this progress will lead to the development of a broader framework of arms control, which involves not only the US and the Russia, but other countries as well, and covers a wide range of weapon systems. I look forward to seeing further developments pursuant to this extension. We would like to remind you that the United Nations General Assembly resolution entitled Joint Courses of Action and Future-Oriented Dialogue Towards a World Without Nuclear Weapons, proposed by Japan and adopted last year by 150 votes in favor, stressed specifically the importance of more transparency among nuclear weapon states and reaffirms their special responsibility to initiate arms control dialogue in good faith on effective measures to prevent nuclear arms racing and help to prepare the way for the eventual elimination of nuclear weapons. In this context, I took a good note of an important exchange of remarks between the distinguished ambassadors of the United States of America and China that took place in the plenary meeting on 15th of June. Japan supports the need for bilateral dialogue between the United States and China, which the United States has called for. In this regard, I would like to recall Japanese Foreign Minister Mr. Motegi's remarks at the last year's ARF ministerial meeting. Minister Motegi stated, I quote, "We welcome that China, in his effort to fulfill his responsibility as a nuclear weapon state and as an important player in the international community, is to engage in bilateral dialogue with the United States on arms control as a first step in accordance with the obligation to negotiate in good faith under the NPT. Joining hands with other countries, we encourage such a development," unquote. Thank you very much, Madam President.